You're listening to episode 9 of Sustainable Photography, and today we're talking about mindset. You're listening to Sustainable Photography, where you get support and education to build your profitable business in a way that supports your way of living. I'm Ingvild Kolnes, and after 11 years as a photographer, I want to share what I've learned with you. So if you're looking for confidence, inspiration, and to-the-point tips, keep listening. For full transparency, I also want you to know that I'm a mentor with paid offers, and I might mention some of those in this episode. Your mindset and the power of your mind and your thoughts and all that have always seemed overrated to me. It's like a bunch of meaningless words that people just throw around when trying to explain something. But I've realized that your thoughts and your mindset is one of the most important things if you're going to make something work. Your thoughts and your beliefs determine what choices you make. And sometimes the thoughts and beliefs we have become facts in our minds. Just like fake news can come across as truth, you can have beliefs that you start thinking of as facts that you can't do anything about. And since what you believe is a big part of what you end up doing, believing the right things and seeing what's possible is so important. You have to build up your beliefs. Because you'll start looking for evidence to support those beliefs, because that's just how your brain is wired. Imagine if you start thinking about buying a new camera. You'll start seeing everyone having that exact camera. You'll see it when it's on offer, it's going to start showing up all over. And, well, yeah, I know that's partly due to cookies and ads, but my point is that you're going to notice it when it's on your mind. The same thing is true for our thoughts about how well you're doing and what's possible for you. Henry Ford said, whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. I've got a couple of stories about that I'm going to tell you about. People used to think that it was physically impossible to run a mile in under 4 minutes. People tried, people failed. It was thought that you could actually die, that it was just not possible. In 1954 though, this guy, Roger Bannister, he broke that record. He ran a mile in under 4 minutes. Which meant that the impossible was suddenly possible. When he would train, he would imagine how it would feel to break the record, and he was sure he could do it, even without any evidence that it could be possible. Actually, with everyone saying that it was impossible. So, at the end, he did it. He broke that impossible record. And the interesting thing about the story is that it only took 46 days for someone to beat this new record. So the record was thought to be impossible, but then when he proved that it wasn't, someone did it again in just a few weeks. And since then, a lot of people have run a mile quicker than 4 minutes. What does that tell you? Okay, so there's this other example that I don't actually remember where I heard. It was probably a podcast or a book somewhere. So I'm not going to promise that I have all the details right here, but it's about a woman learning to sell a product through a seminar. She had a mentor who told her that the normal sales rate was 80% after she'd gotten some experience. She started doing seminars and quickly increased her sales percentage to over 60%. But no matter what she did, she couldn't get higher. One day she saw her old mentor and she ran over to him and asked what she was doing wrong. "I'm doing everything you said, but I can't make it to 80%. 80? You thought I said 80? I said 18, her mentor said. So if you think something is possible, you'll do more to make it happen. You show up in a different way. Stay with me while we take a quick break. As I mentioned earlier, I'm a mentor and my main offer is the Sustainable Photography Program. Here's a mini ad for that. The Sustainable Photography Program is different than most courses because instead of focusing only on profit and getting more clients, because I know you're overworked enough as it is, it focuses on creating a lasting business. It's about getting the right amount of the right clients at the right price point. Go to ingvildkolnes.com/sustainable to learn more and to sign up for the waitlist. In the US, it's quite common to have big weddings with equally big paychecks for the photographer, while here in Norway, the cap is usually at about $3,000-$4,000. My own coach and the photographers that she mentors, they do weddings at like $10,000, $15,000, $20,000. And my initial thought was that that's insane. No one will ever pay that. But since knowing that that's possible, I've actually managed to do the same thing. And it's probably because I believed that that's possible. My point here is that things become easier once you believe that it can be done and when you've seen others do it. The problem is that most of us don't realize the way our mindset and our thoughts can hold us back from success. Your attitude and outlook on the world can have a huge impact on how you do things in your life. The things you think about are the things that you do, which is why it's so important to make sure that they're productive rather than destructive thoughts. If you fight for your limitations, you're going to keep them. It's easy to get stuck in a negative thinking pattern without realizing. I've asked questions about this in my Instagram account before, and the results there were pretty clear. Most people had a thought that they have to do everything in their business themselves, that it's scary to raise prices, that it has to take a certain amount of time before you can raise your prices, or it should happen on a specific date, like January 1st. There was also a thought that you need a bigger portfolio. And until you had a certain amount of photos or photos from specific places, that was reason enough to hold yourself back. That it was necessary to do model session after model session because you feel like you need to improve and build. The truth is, though, that setting prices and being clear on what you do and who you do it for is most likely going to get you a lot further, a lot faster than doing a bunch of free shoots to build your portfolio. Because if you keep waiting until you feel good enough, when do you think that's going to be? How will you know when you're finally good enough? Sometimes you just have to jump before you're ready. I've never had a client check how many shoots I've done or where I've done them before booking me. And I think if they had, I probably wouldn't have wanted to work with them anyway. And they don't sit around keeping a watch over my prices. And I'm sure yours don't either. And no one has ever seen all the photos I've ever taken. I only share my best ones. And I hope you do too. So why would you ever do so many styled shoots? It's okay to build a portfolio in the beginning. Or if you're doing something new and changing your niche around completely. But a portfolio doesn't have to consist of that many images. So don't let that hold you back. There was also a common thought that followers and likes on Instagram is the same as success. And that might be the case for some influencers, but for most of us, the amount of followers we have or the amount of likes we get has nothing to do with how well our photography business does. Getting in front of the right handful of people matters infinitely more than being popular. And if someone does better than you, does that really influence the value of what you do? Does it have any effect whatsoever? I've seen a lot of people question if they're good enough. And some common thoughts can be, who am I to be charging this much? To be shooting this kind of an event or to pitch these people? Another thing you might recognize is fear of visibility, fear of showing who you are, fear of... I see that a lot of photographers have thoughts like, what will people say if they see me? What will people think if I charge this, if I do that? The solution isn't simple. But you can start by trying to get rid of some of that negative self-talk or those beliefs that might be holding you back. Then focus on building positive habits, positive thoughts and behaviors that'll help you move forward with confidence. Very often we know what we should be doing, but we don't because of fear. And often we're consuming tons of content, perfecting our businesses, or just staying busy rather than doing the things that can actually make a difference. All because we're scared. But I want you to keep in mind that your thoughts matter. But you can start small and you can allow yourself to show up in an imperfect way even before you're ready. Thanks for listening to Sustainable Photography. Head over to Instagram at Ingvild Kolnes to tell me what you want future episodes to be all about. Check out the show notes over at ingvildkolnes.com/podcast. You can learn more about the Sustainable Photography Program and sign up for the waitlist there. To get more of this content, make sure you subscribe to the podcast and leave a review. Your support makes all the difference. Talk soon.